Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio. I'm your host, and we're broadcasting on the BBS network. We've got a great show tonight. We're actually broadcasting from the Ambassador workshop. We're right in the middle of the Ambassador workshop right now, so we've got a live audience and a lot going on. It's pretty interesting. But there's so many things happening on the planet right now. I thought I would just do a little monologue first and then go into some of the guests here, and they can talk about some of their experiences during the Ambassador training. You can probably hear this noise in the background. We do have a live audience, and we also have the rain coming down, and it's still coming down, and it keeps coming down. And it's been coming down for God knows how long. But I think tomorrow we're going to get some clear skies and be able to see some ships. But we did film quite a few ships already. And for those of you who want to film your own ships, what's really amazing is we found out this wonderful little program on your cell phones called Slow Motion. And we didn't really think about using that before, but lately we go out and we film the mountain or just aim up in the sky. I went out and did three short clips, and I got four UFOs in them. So we've got a lot of people going out there right now. We're going to be showing that on Sunday. We'll be showing a lot of the clips that people have taken. But it's undeniable, and these ships are moving so fast, your eye can't follow them. But when you use slow motion, you actually see the ships, and the ships are just coming in from every direction. It's amazing. Coming down across the field very low, below treetop level, some of them, and moving very, very quickly. And so, you know, a lot of people will see these clips and go, those are birds. And then you remind them that's in slow motion, there's no wings, and it's screaming, you know, across the sky and going straight up and coming straight down from the sky, going into the mountain. We have all these clips, and it's exponentially increasing because everybody here is getting them. But I think these ships are everywhere right now, which is what I wanted to talk about and to give people a little hope. But there's some things happening, and a lot of meditations. I'm getting a lot of information. And what I got lately was that even not just on this level, but on the other levels as well, the higher dimensions as well, is that they're done with negotiating. They're done. Their ambassadors are done. They're not working with the dark arts anymore. And now it's feet on the ground. And so, believe it or not, there are some major light warriors that are coming in from the Pleiades, from the Orion Council of Light, you know, and the Andromedans, other sections. And there's going to be a massive cleanup. And it's already happening. And we're watching, you know, the pedophile network just go down. I think they just arrested something like 98 or something in Brazil. If you look at the FBI files on that, thousands and thousands of pedophiles are being rounded up. And, you know, pretty soon, I don't think we won't have a political venue anymore. We probably won't have a Hollywood venue either if this keeps going. But, you know, what's happening is, you know, the swamp is being drained. The deep state is coming forward. It's being exposed for exactly what it is. And one of these events, the Las Vegas event, was the last straw. That was, you know, the straw that broke the camel's back. And so the white hats and the higher dimensional beings, everybody has said enough's enough, no more negotiation, and we are going to step in and take care of business. So you're going to see some major, major shifts and changes. You'll see some chaos, because not only is there a trans-dimensional war, there's actually a physical war going on and a power struggle. And the power elite, or the cabal, or whatever you want to call them, who have been around, you know, even before Egyptian times, are now folding in on themselves. They're not frequency specific to the earth anymore. So as on their way out, they're trying to create as much havoc as possible. And so you're seeing a lot of HAARP generated hurricanes, earthquakes, you know, you're seeing the fires that were actually some type of a beam weapon being used there, because it's obvious when you saw the fires in California, you know, cars don't melt, rims don't melt off of cars. If you talk to anybody that is works with the fire department, any of the forensic people, they'll tell you that you cannot generate enough heat to melt rims, you know, by burning the tires off it or just regular wood fire. You know, even kerosene will not melt steel. It just doesn't happen. And you see these cars cut in half. Half of the cars in the driveway are in the garage, the other half's out, and the whole car is just melted down. They took thermometers, and they would show in the shade that the thermometer would register like 79 degrees. They take it up and put it on the deck, and it's 179. So that's a 100 degree difference between things that are in the shade and what's on the surface, which is unheard of. That's insane. Something is accelerating these fires. Something is heating up these fires. And it's very obvious that they're either testing some kind of new microwave weapon or something else. I mean, you see all these homes just burned to the ground, cars melted down, and then you see trees right next to them that are green. You know, what's up with that? I mean, the trees didn't even burn. And some of these places are complexes. They have trees all around them, and the trees are still green. So if a fire came in, you know, from the forest or from the brushland or whatever, you would see all this other, you know, the trees would be burned and everything else. They're not, you know, so they're pulling out all the stops. The chemtrails have been really accelerated. There's a lot of people getting sick from the chemtrails. And, you know, they're doing all they can to continue and actually create World War III, which is their pet project, which is not going to happen. And so the good news is that, as we said before, when we had Clyde Lewis here, we brought his black box in here, and we actually had the Palladians talking through the black box. And we asked them, you know, how many of you here? And they said, you know, many. We asked them, you know, who are you? And they said, they're Palladians. And then we asked them, is Putin in touch with the Palladians? And they said, yes, you know. And we had a guy here speaking Russian. And he asked too, and this is a device that actually creates communication between worlds. And he was asking them in Russian, and they were answering back in Russian. So I was telling him that the Palladians here can speak all languages. They're here as ambassadors, and they've been highly trained. So, you know, and we asked them, are you in touch with Putin? And they said, yes. And they said, you know, are we going to have World War III? And they go, nit, you know, not going to happen, you know, so. So anyway, you know, he's keeping his cool despite the UN and the other people trying to create World War III. And luckily, you know, he's keeping his cool and you know, paying attention to what's happening. He's not going to be drawn into this. We really need to get away from, you know, CNN and these other people. Now, there's a new NASA. It's been out for some time, and there's a new NASA file that came out. And it talks about what the globalists have, you know, on the books for us. And it's pretty ugly. I mean, they want to remove about 80% of us. And the Georgia Guidestones talk about this as well. And that's their plan. And they're pulling out all the stops because they're way behind and things aren't working like they thought. There's been a lot of divine intervention. And Nibiru didn't come and wipe out everybody like they thought. And so, you know, that didn't work out too good for them. So, you know, they're having to deal with it. But the bottom line is that all of their underground bases, most of those have been destroyed, and now they have to stay on the surface and deal with it like everybody else. And this is a good thing. So I don't know if you're watching, you know, the political arena, but, you know, the dark arts and the satanic pedophile network is being exposed. All those involved in that are being exposed. All their dirty dealings are being exposed. And, you know, if you still want Hillary for president, God help you, you know, because my God, have you listened to what's going on? It's, you know, all the things that she's accusing everybody else of, she's been doing. You know, she sold uranium to the Russians, you know, and Uranium One deal. She, you know, she's in collusion with the Russians. I think she got something like $145 million kickback for that one. You know, you talk about collusion, and it goes on and on, you know, and the email scandals, all the other scandals, you know, and she's very tied into that whole network. So when you see people screaming the loudest and screaming for impeachment and all these other things, you know, the ones screaming the loudest are usually the ones mostly connected to these satanic pedophile networks and part of the deep state. And luckily, energetically, they're not frequency specific, and their careers are being ended very quickly because, you know, again, it's like one finger pointing forward, three pointing back. So I wanted to repeat this too. I'm not a Republican. I would rather see a council of grandmothers running this planet. But I think right now to restore the Republic is the best bet, and to bring in universal law and, you know, bring back the Constitution and get rid of this gross uneven dispersal of wealth, bring in the new economy. You know, there's a whole big change ready to happen economically, and it's a good thing. And we have to end the Fed and bring in these new systems. Now, eventually, you know, there's an old saying, he owns the gold makes the rules. And so the gold is really mainly with Asia. It's with the Chinese. And now they're backing most other currencies and bringing everything up to an even playing field. And so the big reevaluation, all that stuff is a necessity. Yeah, the dark arts have done all they can to keep, you know, the gross uneven dispersal of wealth, to keep the lack going and keep the elite in power. And it's not working. They're not, again, they're not frequency specific to the earth and where it's going. And their technology isn't working at all either, because their bodies are failing, they're imploding, and you're going to see them checking out right and left. So no matter what they do, no matter what they try, their consciousness has become so vile, it's actually, you know, killing them. They're killing themselves, basically. They're taking themselves out. So it's just a matter of time. But, I mean, you're going to see everything come up. You're going to see the Kennedy files released. You're going to see who is really behind that, the assassination of Kennedy. Same guys are in power now. There's going to be a huge shift on every level. Almost all these agencies are either going to be transformed or done away with. And we're in that process right now. So it's going to get really interesting. And one thing I can guarantee you is the shifts are everywhere right now, and they're part of this process. So you don't have to worry about the ships coming here. They're part of the Earth liberation, part of the awakening healing process. It's the ETs that have been here, that have always been here, that the globalists have aligned themselves with. Those are what you need to deal with. And they are being dealt with by the benevolent ETs. And so when they give you these false flag things, the ETs are coming, they're gonna attack us, they're gonna enslave us, they're gonna take our land. You know, I go, oh, good. You know, there's nowhere but up, you know, and we've already had our land taken. We've already been enslaved, and we're already being mind controlled. You know, I think anything would be an upward move, you know, at this time. So, you know, basically we have to get over that old programming, and that's how they program us, through fear. They come out with all these false narratives. But I wanted to cover that. But the good news is, hang in there. You know, a little bit of chaos is going to come. That's part of the process. It's part of the awakened healing process. If things don't transform and move with this energy, they will collapse. And if you're working for those institutions that are part of the draconian grid or the archon grid, or those industries that are capitalizing at the expense of humanity and the earth, I would start looking for a new job. You know, because those institutions aren't going to continue. You know, basically with this new shift, the new consciousness and energy, universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom and prosperity for everybody is what's coming in. And the institutions that cannot shift with that energy and transform, you know, will implode, basically. They're going to come apart. So these all of these industries, the religious industry, the political industry, they're all industries, and you know, the business industry, all these institutions, if they don't shift, they will implode. They are going to they're not going to make it through these times, and you're going to see this, and it's going to be very freeing, because you know what happens when you're not ruled through fear, guilt, and unworthiness anymore. You know, what happens when you stop giving all your power and wealth away to people that have turned against you and betrayed the trust? You know, what, you look at every level, you know, what happens when you, you know, start taking all that money that was going into their pockets and turn it back into humanitarian services? you know, and creating jobs and things like that. You know, we'll live totally. There's so much siphoned off, you'd be shocked. You know, they're finding like $155 trillion that are missing. You know, it's not missing. We know that where it is, it's in the pockets of the elite. You know, what if that came back into the system? I mean, we'd all be, I think that's like $60,000 for each person, you know, on the planet. So, it's just ridiculous, the amount of money that's been siphoned off and squandered. But that is going to come to a close. And a lot of funds are going to be earmarked towards humanitarian projects and, you know, anchoring in the new energies and bringing in the new healing technologies, as well as the fuelless energy technologies and the things we need to totally clear up the planet. And so we're in the process right now. We're right in the middle of the process. The dark hearts are failing. They're falling. They're being exposed. And, you know, we just need to hold a frequency and ride this out and make sure that we are aligned with universal law and working, you know, behind that. And so with that little dialogue, I just wanted to get that out of the way and let people know there is hope. There is a massive shift coming. You can't stop it. It's beyond our imagination. The whole solar system is resonating with this energy. The frequencies are going up. All the planets are going through changes. And we're moving through a highly energized place in space, which is why we're having so many changes. So it's on. We're in the middle of it. We all bought this ticket. It's the e-ticket, you know. And gods and goddesses don't do boring things. You know, that's why we're here. So don't be a victim. Don't be a warrior. Don't be a warrior. Be a warrior, you know. Shift your energy. Step into your own God self. And welcome our brothers and sisters on high, because they are here and they're here to assist, you know, in the awakening and healing process. And there's a lot more to the universe than angels with harps, you know, coming to our assistance. So there are multidimensional beings all the way to the source itself that are coming in to help. And we're out in the outermost corner of the Milky Way. We're out in the boondocks. We've just been left alone. The dark hearts have had their reign here. Yeah, the rest of the universe has been cleaned up, the rest of the galaxy, and now they're coming to the Earth to finally liberate the Earth and cleanse it of these tyrannical forces and energies. And these are multidimensional. Some of them are unseen energies, the unseen negative energies. So again, when you climb the ladder of power and wealth, when you get up to the top, you know, it almost gets always darker and darker and darker. You know, what's that? Perfect power perfectly corrupts. There's some saying like that. And but there are some people that know that they have to take their funds and direct them towards humanitarian purposes and direct the gold and the other energies towards the awakening healing process. They're very spiritual aligned. And luckily, the people with the gold are operating from a more spiritual perspective. And they're going to be making this shift. So again, there's a lot of people that are waiting for the RV to happen. It is close. It's still a little ways out. We're still doing whack-a-mole, and the moles keep coming up and preventing it. The cabal and their people that have been in place, they continue to sabotage and you know, delay this, but they're running out of moles. Basically, there's not many left, and you're going to see the people that are resisting this movement, resisting this energy, they're resisting the awakened healing process. Their very own resistance is going to take them out, because again, they're not energy specific to what's happening on the planet. So anyway. Got that rant out of the way. I needed to say that. There's so many people that are feeling a little down now. There is hope. You can attune to these higher dimensional beings. You can get these incredible bliss hits and love and healing energies. They are in the wings. We have to initiate and ask for help. And we just need to take the time and release the past, get into the moment, focus on love and joy and bliss, get out in nature. And mainly, you know, be a part of this anchoring in the higher consciousness and energy. you know, as I speak right now, my crown is going off the scale. So these beings are coming in right now. They're coming into the room, and we've been engaging them all, you know, this whole weekend. But the whole room is full of at least seventh dimensional beings on up. So anyway, you can actually tune into this show right now, this frequency, and go within and feel these beings. That energy is being transmitted, you know, through the airwaves. And you can actually feel that energy when it comes in, if you choose. So basically, I know a lot of you are probably sitting there and your crown's lighting up. You're feeling tingling on your crown. You're feeling this energy come over you, and just flow with it. You know, just let it do its work. If you feel sadness coming up, let the sadness go. You know, if you feel yourself getting ecstatically blissed out, let it happen. You know, that's your true nature that's coming forward. So anyway, back to the show here. I want to bring on some of the people that actually have been here throughout the workshop and get their take on some of their experiences. So we can go ahead and call up the first victim, whoever wants to come on the show. Come on up. And this is also on YouTube, so we are filming this, and it'll be on the eSETI Stargate channel. So you'll be able to see this on YouTube and get the video part of it. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, James. Good to be here.
Yeah, so are you having fun during the conference?
I am. I'm having lots of fun. I'm having lots of amazing experiences. So this is my second weekend at the ranch. I came last week and I've just had the most phenomenal meditations, most amazing experiences. My primary goal for coming here was to see the craft. You know, I said to people, I'm going to SETI, I'm going to see craft. And I got here last Friday on the 14th. On the 13th, and on 13th I saw one craft, and still, but maybe not, maybe. And then the Saturday I saw two, and Sunday I saw two, and then realized, but I was the only person that could see those two craft, because I kept on passing the night vision, the binoculars to people, and I'm like, it's right there, and they're like, nope. And then when I took it back, I saw it, and I was like, no, look, it's there. Uh-huh. And then, you know, that kind of freaked me out a bit. I was like, wow, you know, that was like right here in my chest. Uh-huh. I felt it. And then I just kept on looking, you know, searching for more craft. And then I started seeing all these orbs. And I said, oh, wow, guys, look at the orbs. And I passed the binoculars and nobody else could see the orbs. I was like, yeah. Oh, you know, I was just like, okay, let me just, and I looked again and I saw the orbs. And after that experience, I was, you know, on the ranch on and off during the week, and I did a few meditations. And my big insight was really, it's not about the craft for me, mm-hmm. really. That is really great, and it's a confirmation now, but I actually started remembering. I actually started, like, have more vivid memories about who I am, I guess is the mm-hmm. best way to put it. And so that has now become secondary, and this weekend for me is just a boost that I guess that my slow awakening during the week started. And we did a Tibetan meditation earlier on, and for the first time in my life, when I do meditations, I've done guided meditations before, mm-hmm. I could absolutely feel the energy go through my crown, down onto my ears, my throat, and it was just a fascinating experience. And what I will take away from the ranch this week, and this is for all the South African listeners, is I know we can create this anyway. I can have this experience anyway. Yes, I'll be back at SETI and have the heightened experience, but we can see craft in Johannesburg if we can make contact. Mm-hmm. We can make contact in Cape Town, because it's not about the craft, it's about our connection to our star families, mm-hmm. and remembering who we are and reconnecting. And so that's been my biggest insight mm-hmm. this week. And I mean, for that, I want to thank you, James, and all the volunteers. It's been so kind and has created the environment for me to explore and to just be an experience. Mm-hmm. So that's been absolutely fantastic.
Well, thank you. I noticed the one thing about Isetti is, you know, there are a lot of groups out there, and what's our main focus here is to empower the individual to give you information, knowledge, and allow you to have your own experience and see the ships and the other dimensional beings and experience them yourself. Yeah. And so that is our whole goal here. It's not about, being the only true prophet of God or being the only contactee or getting, 20% of people's incomes and things like that. You know, there's really nothing to join here other than a free newsletter, yes. So you can't really say this is a cult or anything because there's really nothing to join. But it's a lot of free thinkers and people that are explorers that really want to have their own experience. They come here because they're drawn to the ancient wisdom and the ancient history of Earth, the real history of Earth, and they're also drawn here to have their, to have their own soul activated, you might say.
Yes, and that's exactly how I feel. I mean, I have one particular friend at home that said to me, I've been planning this trip for 9 months, and every week she sees me, she's like, you're going to have an amazing experience. Mm-hmm. I mean, she just knew. And she's like, I don't know what it is, and I don't know what you're going to experience, but it's going to be amazing. And, and absolutely it is. It's way beyond what I ever could have imagined. And that is, again, to you and the staff and the volunteers and all the participants this weekend. Mm-hmm. Their energy that's just here to hold whatever it is that I'm experiencing, what they're experiencing, and what we're learning, and for me, the big takeaway is I'm remembering. I'm mm-hmm. beginning to more vividly remember, like, who I truly am.
And we're only halfway through.
I'm really struggling to stay grounded, to be honest.
A lot of energy.
Yeah,
here.
I'm just keep on, making sure my feet's on the ground. Uh-huh. But it's a good experience. And
after that meditation we just did with the wheel and anchoring the energy into the earth and going up to our God selves and sending the energy back down again.
Yeah.
I know everybody after they got out of that meditation, they had the Bambi legs. They're going, well, where am I? A little dizzy. Little off center, but a lot of energy came through, but it's actually helping the planet out quite a bit because all that energy is being anchored into Mother Earth and helping her in her ascension process.
Thank you.
Well, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show and keep up the great work, and it's been an honor hanging out.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. She's all the way from Johannesburg, South Africa. All right. Bringing our next victim on here, we got Brent, and he's had quite a few experiences. I don't even know where to start. You've had so many. How many ships do you think you've seen since you've been here?
70?
About 70?
Quite a few. A lot of doors, a lot of openings. Mm-hmm. It's been very spectacular. Every time I come here, I feel when I leave, I sold myself short on my expectations.
Oh yeah.
So much more comes out of it, not just the ships, but mainly the internal growth and the internal unfolding. It's remarkable. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. The information coming through. What would you say that meant to you if you could sum it all up as far as the information coming through and maybe how it's affected you?
Well, being almost 60 years old, the question would run through my mind often, is this it? I mean, there's got to be more to life than working for the man and making money and paying taxes, et cetera. What it really means to me is actually coming to Isetti and the enrolling in the program has given me all the answers that I could not get in the world. Mm-hmm. And so therefore, it's given me a lot of completion. It's made my journey feel much more complete in life. The knowledge has helped me an awful lot. And knowing that there is a higher purpose, there is a bigger purpose for my life and for every individual's life too that comes here. I just love seeing the people come here and unfold and discover the same truth for themselves. Yeah. And that's what it's meant to me, a lot of that. I enjoy it.
Great. Oh, awesome. Well, thanks for sharing, and thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, James.
All right, take care. All right, who's next?
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And this is one of the volunteers that wanted to come up and speak tonight.
I know this is a little different because it's not just about the weekend, but I feel like what you experience here at East City is such a missing part for a lot of energy workers.
Uh-huh.
Like I've been reading energy for a long, you know, through the 80s and 90s when it was all about auras and chakras, and you can look at that stuff for a long time and, you know, get all kind of trapped in a way,
yeah,
but still you don't find the core of who you are. Mm-hmm. And that's what I've found here. It goes, you know, it can, especially a session with you and Ashley, takes you so far back, and so much, you know, like grief from the Pleiadians, or mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I never thought I would get to this place of bliss. I honestly never thought I would. So I just feel like it's just a missing piece that energy workers need to have, mm-hmm. you know?
And I think, you know, one of the most important things of the workshop here is learning to maintain your self-authority and heal unseen negative influences.
Exactly.
And hold your space. We teach here that just because you're dead doesn't mean you're enlightened, and just because you're an ET doesn't mean you're benevolent. And it's important to realize that. And, you know, there are people out there that are teaching that there are no negative ETs, there are no negative influences. And, you know, we're trying to think of a word for that. Like, we came up with several words, you know, about how irresponsible that is. And we said irresponsibility isn't good enough. It's worse than that. But, you know, when you tell people, yeah, just come on in, don't be a spiritual snob, open your body and let anything come in. To me, that's the height of irresponsibility. And there are beings that would love to jump in and do. And unfortunately, yeah. It creates a lot more work for us to clear that energy out and free
also,
people.
You guys
from
make it so easy, you know,
yeah.
The clearing. And also just the awareness that there really is, you know, there's help right, you know, right. It's right here.
Yeah.
In front of me, you know, and just I call it the neighborhood watch, you know, with the ships patrolling.
Exactly.
You know, they're just
higher dimensional beings.
Absolutely. It's here. And of course, the energy on the ranch that's what brought me, is the mm-hmm. energy on the ranch.
Yeah.
I know I told you this like the first day I was here, that when I saw everything mm-hmm. talking to, like it was in communication with each other, all the birds, all the trees, the mm-hmm. the land, the fairies, the elfin beings, the everything was in communication. That just, I knew, like, oh God, this is going to be a ride.
Yeah. I think it's interesting. Awesome. A lot of times when we do these major clarions, all of a sudden the winds just kick up out of nowhere
uh-huh.
and the elements respond to the work. And it's really interesting how it is all tied in together. And people walk out of here very empowered. You know, they have the monkeys off their back, you know, you know, they're walking in their own divinity, and that's really what needs to happen on this planet right now more than anything.
Yeah. So this is just the safest place I've found to
yeah.
do all that.
And it's also, too, what would you say? I mean, this is a place where it's very balanced as well. The divine feminine is honored and equal.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
You know,
which is really, really hard to find out there.
Yeah.
There's, you know, some of the gurus or the
doing the old patriarchal program again,
yeah.
and hierarchies and things like that. You know, I always tell people, I kind of have to honor the divine feminine because I wouldn't be here. One, I wouldn't have been born. And two, Mary actually saved my life when I was 5 years old. So I have the ultimate respect for that. And a little disclaimer, Mary is a universal being. She's not owned by the Catholic Church. And I am not Catholic. So, but I do hang out with all the different masters, and Mary's a beautiful energy. And actually, incredible. She's very integral right now. People don't realize this, but this pedophile network is going down. A lot of it is because of Mary. And that divine feminine energy is just done. They're done with this. You know, the people that are involved in that, I would say, you know, you better really get into, you know, restitution and forgiving yourselves and write a new chapter in your life, because this is not going to be allowed any longer.
In that meditation we did earlier, Gaia took me right over to the Middle East and India, saying hello to the feminine energy there. So I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we even had the it's like Mother Earth for Era, a Pleiadian planet. And she came in and connected with the Mother Earth here.
Yeah.
And that was amazing. It was like, wow. You know, it's like we got an upgrade, you know,
exactly.
here, which was pretty amazing. But there are things happening here that are, you know, beyond imagination. They're off the scope, and it's a good thing. And, you know, only I can say is resistance is futile. You know, it's like we are going, and there's no way of stopping it. It's just how hard we want to make it for ourselves, you know?
Yeah, it's just the perfect, I feel like I'm saying the same thing over and over, but it's the next step, I think, for anybody who's doing energy work. It just, you need to come here.
Awesome. And we are going to put this workshop up. We'll probably end up putting it up on YouTube so it can be available to everybody.
Oh, wow.
And I think that's really important, you know, through the winter, that people can actually experience this and work with these energies and get the knowledge and the wisdom about the real history of Earth and things of that
nature. Exactly. Because that's just not, you know, I really like the school that I went to learn about energy, but it only goes so far. We just didn't go that far back, you know, and then it's just constantly past lives, or it's not enough. You know, this is the, like you said, the origin of Earth. Oh my gosh, you have to have that information. It just pulls everything together. Everything together. So,
yeah, that is important.
It's really important.
We really need to know our true origins, and that we really need to identify with soul, not just the body, and realize all of our souls came from the same source. And use that to unify and work together. And the more we do that, then the more we realize we've had these other lives in other extremely advanced cultures, and we've come here to be part of the awakened healing process. The more that gets activated, the more that we get initiated and wake up to that, the more we can help the planet and go through its transition.
Easier.
yeah, definitely. Yeah, we can do it the hard way or the easy
way.
Sometimes it's easy just to surrender, you know, but not to some external force. Surrender
exactly.
to the God within you, you know, or the goddess within you, I should say. Well, anyway, thanks for coming on the show and sharing your information, your experience here.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Our next victim.
Hello, Jim.
From Texas, huh?
Hello, Jim. Yes, I'm from Texas.
Yeah. Now, you brought a large group here, a lot of family and a lot of your spiritual family.
Yes. This my second time. Our second time coming here. The first time I was with friends.
Mm-hmm.
So after the coming here, my friend, basically all her beauty was open. So now she's completely new person, and with same thing after coming back from ECT, I'm like a whole new different person. Everything changed. My way of thinking is totally changed, and basically everything changed. I mean, it's a wonderful experience coming here, and especially for those who seeking for a spiritual evolution, this is the best place. The energy is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason why I brought my my mom here. She's here today to attend the ambassador class. I have her friend, her mom friends, and six of our friends here to join the class.
Yeah. And I must say his friends are awesome. I mean, some of them, when they came here, I just went, oh, my God, there's like Buddha walked in the door. You know, there's Kuan Yin, you know. And they're so aligned with that energy. It really lifted the whole class up for everybody. And you have some beautiful friends and beautiful family, and it's been a real honor to work with them. And it's not often you see that. You know, we have a painting on the wall over here, textile of Buddha, you know, and I'm going, whoa, there's Alan. There's Alan's self-portrait right there. You know, so, yeah. And, you know, he carries that energy. And it's funny, when we're doing the one-on-one clearing sessions with them, you know, you go in there and there's nothing there. There's nothing to clear. And you go, well, obviously you've been doing your homework, you know, and I want to find out who your teacher is.
Yeah, Alan is a very special guy, him and his wife. They, mm-hmm. They've been to the temple so many years,
mm-hmm.
and they've been studying and practicing meditation. And I think the reason why he come here and with taking your session, and there was nothing to cleanse.
Yeah.
I guess all that person meditate, he did it by himself.
Uh-huh.
And the last time when after we come back from ECT, we went to a temple, his wife, we were meditating, mm-hmm. and I feel bliss. Like last time when I was here, you were talking about King. Mm-hmm. When he's feel bliss, he took a picture, and all this awesome spiritual guy, a teacher, master, starts to appear. So I kind of do the same. I feel the bliss. Maybe, you know, if I take a picture, maybe something wouldn't happen. And sure I did. I took a picture, and it was Bacall.
Yeah.
And when I was doing a session with Jim, that's what Ashley told me, was the Bacall was one of my guidance on my teacher. So I took a picture, and sure it was Bacall, feline. So the face is so clear.
Yeah. And these are 17-foot tall lion beings that are coming now to help in the earth transition and liberation. And beautiful energies, golden energies. They're very strong energy. And they actually were with the Anunnaki before they fell. And when the Anunnaki fell, the ones here fell, they left. They said, you're not operating under universal law. We can't work with you. We're not going to protect you anymore. And they left with the benevolent Anunnaki who continued to evolve. And again, they're now coming in from the ninth, you know, sixth through the ninth dimensions, helping the earth out. And they're actually calling the fallen Anunnaki before the councils and saying, okay, you have a choice. You either, you know, go through the healing and transition and clean up this mess, you know, make restitution, or you get recycled. You know, basically, and so it's you know, a lot of people have these stories that all Anunnaki are reptilian, because Marduk actually made a pact with the reptilians and brought them in, and that's why we have this draconian network that we're dealing with, the draconian grid. But not all the Anunnaki are negative, and some are goddesses and gods and beautiful, pure love energy, and they're back with the benevolent protectors, the lion beings. And so you know, it's like no contest for the grays and reptilians and serpent beings and the dark entities. It the contest is over, because the big guns are here now.
Yeah, it seemed like that, you know. My personal history, I was a Buddhist, and I don't know anything about any of this you just talk about,
mm-hmm.
but you know, something in me awakening me, you know. So I do a lot of research, and the reason why I get to know Jim, you, is by YouTube. I think it was mm-hmm. 2 or 3 years ago, and I accidentally clicked on YouTube, and you were on the interview, and just after listening to you, I was just hooked, you know. And all the information is something that I never know and never learned before. You know, I was stuck into that religious believe, you know, and, mm-hmm. And always think, you know, Buddhist is it's the way to go, and you know, whatever is out there, it's not belong to my religion, it's not pertain to me. Mm-hmm. But you know, after hearing you, listen to you, and hearing that one past life you were a monk or mm-hmm. a stony Tibetan.
Yeah.
So I mean, it really changed my mind, you know, changed my way of thinking. So I let go of all that, you know, belief and all this holding me back. So mm-hmm. with my intention of trying to seek for enlightenment and more knowledge, and I mean, the more I listen to you and, you know, do more research, I mean, it's just a whole new world. It's a whole new information.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's like, you know, a lot of the religions are like a nest, you know, and they, you know, they can teach you the basics and kind of help you be a decent human being and things like that. But, you know, your wings start growing, you know, and you're ready to fly, and they go, no, you don't want to go out there. You know, it's like, and they try to keep you in the nest, you know, unfortunately. And there's so much more going on. And it's kind of sad because I'll meet one Lama, and I'll start talking to them about these other beings, and they go, yeah, and they know what it's about. And I'll meet another one, and I go, no, here's this, you know, do this chant or do this, and they won't even talk about it, you know. They and it's kind of interesting. And there's a big difference between being religious or spiritual, or being enlightened and being religious. You know, and enlightenment just means to be in knowledge of. And all of it, not just the higher dimensional stuff, but what's going on in the lower dimensions as well, you know, the whole enchilada.
Yeah, now I find that clearly religious, all this is conditioning you, and it kind of restricts you from being what you're capable of doing, mm-hmm. you know, and we need, you know, all of us, especially my friend, those who are in the Buddhist religion, we need to be more open-minded and expand our way of thinking, because it's the only way. Like James said, enlightenment is the way of knowledge, wisdom. Mm-hmm. It's not religion. Buddha's come to this world. He didn't tell you to believe and only believe in him. He come here to enlighten us, to mm-hmm. understand the truth of nature. And that's all he's teaching us, is align with nature and be enlightened. Be enlightened. That's all he's here for. And mm-hmm. you know, and a lot of people, their teaching, they take their own teaching and put, you know, saying as Buddha's teaching and making all change everything different.
I always ask people, you know, how big is your God? You know, and I said, does your God encompass everything, like all the religions, all the people, you know, all creation, you know, or is your God within this book, you know, or within this religion, or within this? And ultimately, you know, the source is omnipresent. It's everything. It's everywhere. It's everything. And that you get into unity consciousness when you start looking at things that way. And, you know, there's so many paths up the mountain, but they all end up in the same place.
Right.
Some are a little quicker than others, you know.
Like Alan and his wife.
Yeah. I mean, some paths, you know, if you really believe that you have to kill all the infidels and things like that, that's really not going to take you up the mountain. You know, that's going to take you somewhere else.
Oh, definitely.
But, you know, because that's a separation game again. And that's been perpetuated by these draconian energies and things like that. But, you know, anything that separates you, anything that takes you out of your heart, and anything that, you know, moves you from being loving, joyous, and kind and peaceful, is something that, you know, it's probably a good idea just to let it go, you know, set it aside.
And that thing, you know, it loving and peace and bliss is naturally. I mean, I remember when I was young, that just naturally come, you know. It don't require religion to teach me.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, how to be bliss, how to be enjoy your life and loving. It just naturally come. And when I start learn how to be learn about Buddhists, I find out that I kind of go away from all that.
Yeah.
You know? it's just more sore and more sad, and I'm just losing myself.
Yeah, when I had the near-death experience, the drowning, when I came back, I realized I had everything as a child.
Yeah.
You know, I got the big wash, and I had the sensitivity. I used to feel what people were feeling. I knew what they're thinking, and I knew what they're saying.
Yeah.
And they weren't congruent, you know. And I had all, and I shut them down just for survival. And I was very happy and very loving and service oriented as a kid. And I had to actually die to remember. The old me had to die so I could, you know. And there's a lot to, you know, what Jesus said, you have to become like a child before you enter the kingdom of heaven. What he's saying is you have to go back to your childhood when you're innocent and when you had that love and that sense of awe and that inner sensitivity was wide open. And that's where we need to get back to.
Yeah, I mean, we always been free. Just coming to this world with all these conditions, with all these, they condition our parents, and now our parents conditioning us. And you go to outside world, you go work, and the people around you being conditioned. And it just, you know, you just lose our freedom. And now, you know, after letting go of all this dogma, all this belief, all this cultural, you know, I find freedom finally, and I get to reunite with my childhood again, my childhood age again. You know, feeling the bliss and feel the joy naturally, without any religious boundary. You know,
I always say it's never too late to have a happy childhood. You know, that's why I have my motorcycle out there and all the things I didn't get when I was a kid. it's interesting that, you know, we can go back to that. It's still there. It's still within us. It's just buried under, you know, traumas and wounds and conditioning and programs. And, you know, we can release that in a moment. We can hook into our own God self and release that and heal that energy. And there's so much help. There's so much energy coming in to the planet right now. And there's so many beings out there to assist us. And I always tell people it doesn't matter, like the clearing energy we do and the healing prayers and the other stuff, you know, there's a little slot there, you know, and we say, you know, put Kuan Yin in there, put Buddha in there, you know, if you're a Christian, put Jesus in there. You can put whoever you want in there, just make sure you're working with an ascended one, you know, one that's off the wheel and that has ascended, you know, because they can help you do this clearing. But, you know, this is like, it's an international thing. It's not, the teachings here that we do here are, they're for everyone. They're not for any one religion, any culture, any group. They're universal, you know, in nature.
Yeah, whatever Jim just said, I experienced myself. And like I said, anybody want to come and experience a spiritual evolution, want to feel the energy, this is the best place. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, you get so much energy, so much different energy. And not only that, I mean, it expanded your horizon. It basically opened up everything that all the conditions, it's washed away. You know what I mean? You no longer carrying a big old baggage when you come here. You're just being yourself with energy, all the energy around you, and mm-hmm. you just feel bliss out. And with that bliss, with that energy, you go home, you be a whole completely different person.
Mm-hmm. And I know since you came here that, I mean, you had some really strong energy when you came here, but I know since you hooked up with Bacall, you have this like lion energy around you. It's like very regal. It's like, roar, you know, like that.
Yeah, and I did the cleansing that you teach us, cleansing the negative influence. And mm-hmm. I did that every day, three times a day. And it worked, you guys. It's just a simple, very simple, mm-hmm. but it works. It worked, and it worked very well.
Yeah, and I think we all need to find that. We all need to find that inner lion, that inner courage right now to get through these shifts and these times. And it's in there. It's in everybody. And, you know, I wanted to kind of end on the note, basically, you know, the old Cherokee saying, if it isn't good for everyone, it isn't good. So if you want to make that your religion, do it. You know, just be kind to each other. That's all you need to know. You know, get out in nature, focus on love and joy and bliss until you become it. And through these times and through these changes, we do need to maintain our self-authority. We will need to set boundaries and there's times when standing in your own divinity means you might have to call some things out, you know?
Yeah.
And we need to do that right now. People need to really stand tall right now and hold those accountable, your leadership, yourself, the other people that aren't operating within universal law.
Yeah, let's face it, guy, you cannot do it alone. You're gonna need help. Mm-hmm. There's times you're gonna need help. And you have to find the right person. If not, you know, you're just gonna go in the wrong direction. And that's only two way now. You want to go up or you go down.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no more waiting, so.
Yeah, it's not rocket science anymore. Yeah. Well, actually, a lot of rockets are going down because they are trying to launch them for the wrong reasons, you know. But that's a whole nother story. We're hitting the end of the hour now, unfortunately. I wish we had more time, but we'll have to sign off here. But I can't thank you enough for coming on the show and bringing all your wonderful friends here. And it's been a real honor hanging out with all of you.
Well, again, thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure for us to be here. I mean, if it wasn't for you and the rest of the team, I wouldn't be who I am now. All my friends wouldn't be who they are today. Mm-hmm. Well, again, thank you. And thank you, ECT.
Yeah.
It wasn't for you guys and the rest of the, yeah, the ECT crew, we wouldn't be here.
Thanks. All right. I always tell people I'm just a mirror and I'm just reminding you of what you already knew but forgot. You know, so that's my job. But anyway, it's been a great evening with everybody. I hope you can take this information to heart and help you to be a better person, to be a more loving, joyous person, be kind to each other, be kind to the planet. And, you know, the old saying is, you know, keep an open mind, a loving heart, and pure intent, and everything will go well. And watch the skies, because we're not alone. And they're here, and they're here in massive numbers right now. So it's going to be a fun ride. So anyway, this is James Goodman with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Have a great evening. And again, stay in the heart.